In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is there.
A few weeks ago, we were discussing our mission statement about St. Innocent in particular, and the words that we've had on our website for 10 years now have been that we seek to emulate in some way St. Innocent. And I guess it never occurred to me to think of that, how that we should emulate him. There's many different aspects of his life that could be talked about. So, first of all, let me briefly discuss maybe St. Innocent's life. To say that when St. Innocent came as a missionary here and came to the island of Unalaska, that his first place that he stayed there for 10 years. And the first year he was there, he worked with the people. He collected materials. He taught the people how to do carpentry. He taught them how to do stonework and various other crafts. And all of that with the purpose of building the first church. His first church. And so one way to emulate St. Innocent is to go to a location that didn't have orthodoxy and plant a church. St. Innocent was beloved by those people, and then we know for the rest of his life, outside of building many other churches and traveling and sacrificing himself, he translated. He was not only brilliant with his hands, but brilliant with his ability to translate languages. And so he, in the end of his life, his 45-year ministry in Alaska, which I'm not going to tell you much more than that about it, there's many, many stories. Read the book. It's a wonderful life. It's very inspiring how we sing in the Troparion, how he basically sacrifices himself. He faces all sorts of dangers. And he's just in the middle of nowhere, serving a people that nobody knew about. At the end of his life, he leaves a long list of for his people. In the last 10 years of his life, he is the Metropolitan of Moscow. And he creates a missionary society. Now, in 1867, he creates this Russian missionary society. And this becomes rather substantial in sending missions around the world. Of course, this mission society is short-lived because it ended with the Bolshevik Revolution, which is only 50 years after that. St. Innocent left instructions for those who would go out and be missionaries. And one of his first instructions, maybe you might think it was send skillful people, send people who can speak well, find the right person to do it. His first instruction for missionaries was to pray. He said that, that before the missionary was to speak to any person about the gospel or anything about the church, that they should pray fervently for them. And this foundation, this number one premise is something that could be meditated a little bit upon, because in our modern times we often think about evangelism and outreach as something that is very technique oriented. The technique of having the right event to invite the right people to your community, or having the perfect website, or having the right media presentation in the church or in the various studies. In Macon, Georgia, it is very important for many churches, as I've been told by many pastors, to have a vibrant youth program. Because having the extra $50,000 a year to spend on a youth minister, to have a vibrant youth program in Macon, at least apparently, seems important to many of the parishes. Because their children go there to play basketball, and their children do various things And that's how people encounter their church. Anyways, that's what I've been told. But in common language in our culture, in Christianity, and even in Orthodoxy, evangelism is often thought about in terms of coming up with some magic bullet that gets people to either walk through the door or motivates people enough to speak about their faith in other people's lives. And there's nothing wrong with events and these things. But St. Innocent starts out his advice with one thing, which is prayer. That the foundation of anything that we do should be prayer. That the foundation of those churches that he built in his locale, that was something he prayed about. That going out as a missionary was something that he prayed about. And that before he spoke to each individual or each group, that he personally prayed for those individuals or groups before he spoke to them. Actually, this parallels something that I've been thinking about with even raising children. There's this statement that floats around occasionally that we should pray for our children as much as we speak to them about Christ. At least as much. Because the value of prayer, again, has to be mentioned over and over, that we want technology and techniques to take the place of the relationship with a living God. And technology and techniques work for pyrotechnics and creating flare-up of communities and community growth, but they often are just flare-ups that die away because they're surface. Many people become Christian and leave very quickly within a span of a few years in their honeymoon period when they discover that the priests, their pastors, and the people around them don't live a Christian life. And this also is a story that I hear, not in our community, but in the general community as a whole, that many people go away because when they were in church, the people said one thing and they did another. So prayer and living a Christian life, praying for people, is emulating St. Innocent. Dedicating your life and living your life as a Christian is also emulating St. Innocent. St. Innocent wanted his missionaries to know their faith, so he taught a lot. Not only did he teach a lot, but he encouraged them to know their faith. So when you sit down and read spiritual readings, when you read apologetics so that you can understand why you're here, when you read the scriptures and the scriptures wash over you and transform you, this is also part of emulating St. Innocent. The missionary, you see, is not simply a miraculous, multi-talented personality. St. Innocent certainly was that. But the missionary doesn't have to be multi-talented. They just have to be dedicated and Christian. Now, St. Innocent founded churches with this philosophy. There's one more thing I would like to mention that was on his list for missionaries. He said that we should never detest the people around us. That when we go to a land that has natives, that when we go there, that we should respect the people and love the people, even while they live, in his case, as pagans, and at times have a different morality than the church holds. Essentially, that the job of a missionary is to love people, to be with people. That actually love is absolutely infectious.